I'm Rachel C. Swanson, and you're listening to the Refine and Restore podcast. Welcome to the podcast where I help strip away the lies that are holding you back and restore your heart and mind back to what is true. From faith, relationships, purposeful living, personal and spiritual growth insights, this podcast is designed to provide inspiration and encouragement to help you grow into the person that you are meant to be. Hey guys, happy new year and welcome back to my show. Okay, I have to tell you that I actually had a completely different topic planned for today, but then I thought a little bit better of it because it was a little bit deep and I wanted to start with something a little more lighthearted and relevant to the new year. So I shifted like very last minute, like it is the day before this goes out. I know you've probably heard a bunch about this topic, but I'm pretty sure you won't hear anything else similar to the way I'm going to teach you about goal setting, because my way of goal setting is a lot looser than most. And since life rarely ever goes as planned, sometimes we also overestimate how much we can truly accomplish. So we really need to tackle this in a slightly different direction and have a different perspective than most have when it comes to goal setting. I'm also going to cover briefly about why I choose a word for the year and how I end up deciding mine, which you may be encouraged to try out as well. It's that weighty time of year again, where new goals are laid out like a fresh blanket of snow, untouched, unmet, perfectly set. Every year, I create a list of life goals charted between various categories. As soon as the gates kick open, I kick myself into high gear with rock-solid motivation as I focus on achieving my goals. Similar to preparing for a rigorous hike in the snowy Alps, I make preparations for my goals and get ready to scale that mountaintop challenge in front of me. I begin to create tracks in the fresh powder before me, measuring my steps carefully, straight, defined, and perfectly met. But then I make a faltering step, which creates unsightly tracks in my wake as a difficult path before me takes shape. The terrain is more jagged than I anticipated. I end up circling it back around to determine a different angle for my path. This takes more time than planned, bringing increased weariness to my steps. I start to forgo my map because, shoot, it doesn't display the detour, and instead of seeking a new one, I stumble through the landscape, determined to find my way without it. Soon, I am lost, discouraged, and worn out. I sit down with tears turned to icicles down my face. I give up, defeated, without reaching my desired destination. Does this sound like you too? Does it sound like you when you start out to achieve your goals and dreams for the year? Every year, after mapping out my goals and taking those first steps to achieve my unmet objectives, I begin to waver, ever so slightly, falling short off my proposed path and plan. I falter a little bit one week and then the next, and soon I'm the one crumpling up my goals map and abandoning my plan because my original path lacked perfection. At least this is what I used to be like. The weight of discouragement would settle in. I'd enter self-defeat mode and scratch the entire thing out instead of mapping out a new course to my desired destination. I begin to fall, and therefore I fail completely by giving up altogether. Is this you too? I want to encourage you, not this year. Not this year you're going to do that. Because guess what? You are going to let go of unsightly perfection this year. And you're going to allow beautiful grace to take her place. Guys, as a recovering perfectionist, this isn't an easy thing for me to adopt. I'm preaching to myself here. I tend to hold tightly to perfect perfection, right? And allow little room for grace to take her place. But after over the past couple years, God's been making me walk in the footsteps of grace, showing me how to remove perfection from my steps and unmap her ill-wanted effects. This same perfection that wears out my relationships with others too quickly, breaks down my emotional stability tank, and destroys my goal setting before I even commence creating them for fear of failure to meet my goals perfectly. So instead, I'm trying on grace to help me achieve my goals as she guides me through detours when my predetermined path is blocked before me. And maybe you need to try on grace too when it comes to yours. Instead of giving up this year when you're met with obstacles, such as getting struck with an illness which detours your exercise goals or plans, or when you fail to meet a deadline due to unforeseen circumstances, Let's turn to grace and allow the blanket of her to embrace us and wrap us so that we can humbly gain the confidence to keep moving forward. Because forward momentum, guys, towards our destination is still forward momentum. And without perfection keeping us planted in the spot of self-defeat, we can overcome this. So here are some of the things that I've been able to utilize to help for goal setting tips and techniques. One, I would reassess your goals monthly or quarterly. Depending on your goals, you may need to adjust as needed, either making them less challenging if you're feeling overwhelmed or more challenging. This is especially important because if you do begin to get discouraged by your goal setting, you're going to give up. Or if you're not feeling as motivated, you're also going to be too relaxed. So don't forget to reassess those. It doesn't have to be something in stone that you have to meet 100%. You put it down, you read it, you look over it, you make your steps and plans to achieve it, but remember, you are in control. You can go back and make some changes. The second thing is to break up your bigger goals into smaller weekly or daily achievable goals. You can see and kind of map backwards is what I usually say and see the smaller steps within that. The next thing is I would sometimes use a reward system for motivating or achieving your goals. And this is just because studies show that this works better than, you know, not having any sort of reward system in place. And I tend to like rewards, or some people are motivated more by the opposite of rewards. And you just kind of figure out which one you want to do. The next thing is to have someone help keep you accountable. Someone that'll motivate you towards achieving your goals and dreams. This could be a spouse, a friend, a family member, a mentor, a coach. That's why I'm a coach too, you guys. I coach aspiring authors because I believe in coaching, because it says you're 95% more likely to achieve your goals and dreams if you have a mentor or a coach walking you through the process. And finally, don't forget to give yourself that grace. Seek the one who will provide you with help during times of need. Go to him through his word and through prayer to give you that encouragement, strength, motivation, love, and guidance to keep you pressing forward towards achieving our goals. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in time of need. That's Hebrews 4:12. Give grace its rightful place in your goal setting this year so that you may be filled with confidence to keep moving forward. Realign your path and heart to the unexpected plan and path that God may have aligned for you. Oftentimes, when I've just about given up, God reveals how close I am to my desired destination, revealing a glimpse of the awe-inspiring sight he has waiting for me just beyond the horizon. One more thing I want to mention. Over the past several years, I've taken a word for the year to kind of focus on for the next year. And while some people love this and some people don't care for it, I have found that it kind of works. I would like to encourage you and challenge you to not just pick any word, not just pick any word that you feel like would come to mind, but the better way I feel like to kind of deciphering that or to moving forward in this whole word of the year thing is to pray through it. Ask God to give you some sort of word or some sort of statement or something to hold on to and kind of make that your focus. Last year, it felt like God gave me the word release. And it has been incredible to see how many ways he has revealed and unveiled that word to me through the word of release. From releasing control to releasing my dreams to releasing expectations that I had. I've just seen so many ways that God has brought meaning to this past year through something as simple as this word. And so I want to encourage you to pick a word. Pick a word that you think God might be giving you. I know for me, I'm still looking for that. It's not always going to come right on the first. So take your time. Be patient. You don't have to grasp for it right away. But I guarantee you, if you keep praying for it, God will bring it. God will give you the word that you're meant to have. Do you have a message on your heart to share, but you have no idea where to start? Maybe you enjoy writing and have thought of writing a book before, but feel overwhelmed by the process of it or feel stuck right now and don't know what your next step is. Or maybe you are feeling stagnant in your faith, unsure of what your purpose is. I know what that used to feel like, and that's why I'm now here to help mentor you through the process. grab one of my free discovery calls by going to my coaching page, rachelcswanson.com/coaching, and check out the types of coaching I have to offer. As always, you can find me on Instagram or Facebook using my name, Rachel C. Swanson. Can't wait to connect with you.